Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Good evening folks, this is Soph again. I was just listening to the last podcast, the post. Anyway, I was listening to the last podcast that I posted and I sounded absolutely exhausted. And frankly, I didn't sound myself at all, but thankfully we're a lot better now and my Margot's thriving and she's sleeping really well. She's getting 5 or 6 hours sleep a night now over the past couple of days. She's been doing this, which is absolutely great. And I also feel a lot better, which is really, really good. Anyway, the topic of this podcast is breastfeeding and breast pumping and formula feeding. When your baby's first born, for the first couple of days, you'll have a fatty substance that comes out of your breasts, and this is called colostrum. And if I'm wrong, then please correct me, but possibly colostrum is there for the first couple of days to build up your newborn baby's fat stores. I could be wrong, but if in doubt, then Google it. With me, I desperately wished to breastfeed, actually latch Margot on, but Margot was on a feeding tube for 3 days, and when I did try to latch her on, that is, to put it onto my nipple, we both got quite distressed. Like, she couldn't suck it because my nipple was too big for her mouth, and also when she got distressed, I got distressed, which somewhat depleted my milk supply. So in the end, for both our sakes, I thought it best to continue to breast pump. I say continue to breast pump because 12 hours after she was born, somehow I was hand expressing and breast pumping. It takes a great deal of willpower, but you do it for your baby. Breast pumping and breastfeeding has a lot of advantages compared to formula feeding. If you can latch your baby on, it can increase the bonding between mother and baby, and it's generally better. If you can also latch your baby on, it can help you to lose your pregnancy weight. However, if you can't latch your baby on, as with me, you can breast pump. And this also has advantages because, likewise with breastfeeding, if you can latch your baby on, you're giving your baby essential antibodies, which you have, which help fight infection with the baby, and you're providing essential vitamins that the baby could have to help him or her. And also, past and present research has found that babies who are purely formula fed
brain dead.
Are less intelligent than babies who are purely breastfed and or
length 5 minutes 24 seconds
or formula fed. So breastfeeding and breast pumping can increase a baby's intelligence in a later life, which is really good. So I'd really recommend breastfeeding or breast pumping. So how can you breast pump then? There are several ways, but I'd recommend an electric breast pump. There are several available out there. I've got the Medela breast pump. Medela breast pump, which is a hospital grade one. They are quite expensive, but I got mine off eBay. You can get the Tommy Tippy ones, but to be frank, they are absolute bobbins. And with me, the suction is the key. To help to stimulate your milk supply and to keep it going, drink plenty of fluids and put your hands in a downward motion on your nipples to stimulate your blood flow to your nipples, which can increase your milk supply. Also, put hot flannels on them to increase the milk supply. However, this care can also be done if you have your baby near you. If you hear him or her cry, this can have the love hormone. Rather, it can secrete the love hormone, which can boost your milk supply. Similarly, have an item of clothing of your baby's nearby, whether it be a used vest or a used cardigan or baby grow. This can also help to secrete the love hormone, which has a similar effect. Things which can deplete the milk supply could be stress. If you feel stressed out, if you feel tired, dieting can also deplete your milk supply, but keep pumping your breasts or breastfeeding regularly if possible. But if you can't, please don't beat yourself up. If your baby gets just a bit of breast milk a day, then that's absolutely brilliant. I'm the world's worst for beating myself up. But she's doing really, really well, Margot is. I try to alternate between breast and formula, even though she's 3 months old. I'm still continuing to breast pump, even though it's absolutely exhausting at times and frustrating. I keep going for her sake. I'd really recommend that you buy an electric breast pump, because if you buy a manual pump, you've got to have two of you. One of you to put the cup funnel, as I call it, the cup funnel of the pump onto your breast and hold it there, and the other person to actually pull the lever bit of the pump from side to side to get the milk off. And from this standpoint, I'd highly recommend an electric pump. But by all accounts, ask your midwife or health visitor about what's available out there. You might find that the Tommy Tippy pumps work for you, but with me, it's about the suction for me.
Screen dimmed. Waveform.
So, when you pump your breasts to get milk off, alternate each side, like do 12 minutes on your left breast, then 12 minutes on your right, then go back again, 12 minutes on your left, and then for 12 minutes on your right, but just do each side twice. Don't do it more than twice on each side, because I find through personal experience that it could stress you out, because you could be fretting then whether your baby is getting enough. So just do it twice on each side. No more if you can help it. Anyway, you can also hand express, but I find this to be very, very time consuming. But when I first started pumping my breasts, it did come out really, really well. You might find that as your baby grows, your milk supply can slightly tail off. But as I've previously said, if you drink plenty of fluids and keep to a healthy diet, avoid drinking to excess, and avoid smoking, and eat plenty of fruit and veg, then your milk supply should remain stable. Anyway, I hope this has been an interesting and an informative podcast, and if you have any queries or questions at all, please do not hesitate to contact me on Facebook, and my Facebook name is Sophia Mackay, and feel free to add me on Facebook, and by all means, feel free to post a comment on this podcast. Anyway, I hope you're all doing really well, and it's been good talking and giving advice once again. Have a good evening. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.